Dame Cicely Saunders. What a medical pioneer and hero of our faith. She changed the face of death for millions through her medical achievements, underpinned by her developing faith in God. Many of you will be familiar with her work, which developed in Sydenham. So, what was her life's journey? Cicely was born in June 1918 to Chrissy and Gordon Saunders, a successful estate agent. She had two younger brothers, John and Christopher. The family was well-to-do. They lived in Barnet for 28 years. Their wealthy parents gave the children a good time, but not a happy, loving upbringing. At 14, Cicely went to school at Rodin, where she was miserable, lonely and shy, but eventually became head of house. She completed her PPE degree at Oxford and a diploma in public administration. Then came the Second World War. Cicely had been attracted to nursing, but her parents discouraged her. However, a year later, she was nursing at the Nightingale Training School at St. Thomas's Hospital. She was very happy and popular, but also shy, suffering from an inferiority complex. Nevertheless, Cicely was ambitious and determined to conquer her shortcomings. Her slight curvature of the spine gave her backache. An orthopedic surgeon advised her to stop nursing. So in 1947, she became an almoner, a medical social worker. Meanwhile, at home, her parents separated. Cicely began to seek a religious faith. She read C.S. Lewis, William Temple, and Dorothy Sayers. But religion had not yet touched her heart. She said she longed for the light to be turned on. She joined a group of evangelical Christians visiting Cornwall. After one service, Cicely prayed, "O God, before, I must have not really meant it when I said I wanted to try and believe you and serve you, but please, can it be all right this time?" The Lord, as it were, said, "It's not you who has to do anything. I have done it all." At that moment, she felt God had turned her around. The joy surpassed all her wildest hopes. Evangelicalism gave Cicely an assurance, a security she craved, stressing a personal relationship to God through faith. She felt forgiven for unkind snapping at her mother, not understanding her father, and being stroppy with her brothers. The switch had been turned on, and she rejoiced in the light. She became a member of All Souls Langham Place and waited for her future to be disclosed. Longing to be married, she met David, the catalyst and inspiration for her work. David Tasma was an agnostic Polish Jew. He was a patient in her first ward as an almoner in St. Thomas's Hospital and was dying of cancer. Their deep relationship blossomed. Cicely had always wanted to help people, but who and how? She discovered from David she had a gift for relieving suffering. She saw a need for continuous pain relief and concern for spiritual, emotional, and social needs. In order to die peacefully, even happily. David felt if his illness and death planted seeds of new creative possibility, then perhaps his life had not been pointless. Cicely now knew what to do with her life. The idea of a hospice crystallized, and at last she could say, "This is what I have to do." She became a volunteer at St. Luke's, a home for the dying in Bayswater. St. Luke's was a powerful influence on her and the modern hospice movement. It was a home rather than a hospital, with a strong interdenominational religious basis. Patients were treated as individuals, with their mental and physical pain relieved. Cicely was advised to read medicine if she was to work with the terminally ill. St. Thomas's offered her a place, and her father provided the fees. At 39, Cicely completed her medical degree.